This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. China's president flew today to Sichuan to talk to survivors and rescuers in that hard-hit province. The official death toll is now over 21,000, though the state media are saying the number of dead is expected to more than double. The state's media are also saying that dozens of counties and townships damaged by Monday's earthquake have now been reached. NPR's Louisa Lim is in a hard-hit area about 50 miles from the provincial capital of Chengdu. And there, a rescue operation is underway. And Louisa, you're standing there. Tell us what you're seeing.
Yes, I'm in Yinghua Village in Shifang Town, north of Chengdu. It's an area that's been particularly badly hit by the quake. In this particular village, every single building has been completely flattened. There's not a single building left standing intact. And we are seeing a large number of troops and firemen that have been deployed from around the country here. And we're seeing right here a particularly intense rescue operation. There's a chemical factory that has collapsed here. It was a five-story building. Now only the top two stories are left. The bottom three stories have sandwiched into each other. 100 workers were buried inside. And this morning they discovered signs of life inside. They now say that there are 2 to 3 people trapped in a corridor at the bottom of that building, and they've been shouting to them, and they're now trying to reach those people trapped.
And how are those who did survive coping?
Well, life is incredibly difficult for those who did survive. I mean, in this area, there's no one who's been untouched by the earthquake. The death toll is terrible. And people here, not only are they dealing with their grief, but they're also trying to work out what to do next. People say to us, well, we have absolutely nothing. They're really having to start from scratch.
Well, just briefly, is food getting in and water getting into those who made it through the earthquake?
Yes. I mean, in this particular area, because this large relief operation is underway, and you can hear the sounds of it all around me, I mean, there's fire engines, there are diggers, there are helicopters flying overhead, and the soldiers have set up these cooking facilities and are cooking hot meals for the earthquake survivors. So there is food here, but further up the valley, there are lots of people that are still trapped.
NPR's Louisa Lim talking to us from a village about 50 miles outside Chengdu. Thanks, Louisa.
Thank you.